Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars out.
Imagination amplified.
Chapter 6, Doggo.
Swim, 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 a rushing river to be crossed. At the rock, 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 keep to the right or you'll get lost. You got that? It's the next verse. We gotta keep an eye out for the rock, rock, rock. Not sure how we'll know which rock it is, but just stay alert. We don't want to get lost.
As we floated down the massive river through huge mountain walls and flat plains, the dog kept his distance. Well, as much distance as you can on a raft. We may have howled together, but he still didn't trust me. A couple of times, I thought I heard a distant siren. And the dog looked behind us and growled.
What is it? Is someone back there?
I worried that Whistler and his regulators might have caught up to the raft. But if they were following, they never got close enough for me to see them. After a while, I almost forgot that someone was after us. All I could think about was where we were going.
It really is beautiful, huh? Who knew the world was this big?
I watched the shore drift by and imagined what it was like when buffalo and deer roamed across the land, when birds flew overhead and fish swam in the river. And when the sun went down, the night sky above us was as sparkly as the water below.
Mom? Dad? Are you up there somewhere? Can you believe where I am? Did you know this would happen someday? That I'd be an agent? Like you. I wish I knew where I was going, or what to do if I get there. A map would be nice. Instead, all I have is a song. Our song. 1, 2, 3, how many animals do I see? Right now, 1. One snoring dog.
I'm sorry for trusting Aunt Callie, but she was...
Hey! Wake up! Look, it's a shooting star. Come on, I know you're a dog, but don't you think the sky is amazing? I found an old book in a science classroom once about the stars. How they form shapes. Constellations, the ancients called them. Some of them make the shape of animals. Like those ones over there. That's a bear, I think. And there's a smaller bear next to it. Want to know something crazy? That really bright one over there, is called the Dog Star. And it's part of the Great Dog in the Sky. Some stories say that after humans ruined the Earth, all the animals ended up in the sky. Okay, never mind. Maybe that's what Haven's like. Bears and dogs and every animal you can imagine, all living next to each other. Maybe taking you to Haven is like putting the stars back on Earth.
The days started to blend together. The rushing water, the emptiness of the landscape. Sometimes it felt like the dog and I were the only ones left in the world. Which was a scary thought, because he wasn't even nice to me.
Rise and shine, Furball! Sorry for splashing you, but we need to wash your paw in the river, and then we can use the cleanser the librarian gave us. I know it stings, but I'm trying to help you. Okay, look. We're on this raft together. I am not going anywhere. And you are definitely not going anywhere, since you're afraid of the water. I know you don't understand what I'm saying, but according to the song and the librarian, what we're doing is important. Like, world-changing important. So we need to find a way to work as a team. You and me. Now here's the bad news. You're going to have to learn to swim. Even the song says it, you know? Swim, swim, swim. Good news is, that's the part I'm actually good at. I can teach you because I'm an excellent swimmer. But you have to promise not to bite me if I get you wet, okay? Here, let's take it slow. We'll try putting one paw in the water first. See? That's what I'm talking about. Just because you're the soft and shiny last of your kind doesn't mean you get to be rude. And don't think I didn't notice you trying to eat more than your share of the food. Okay, how about a bribe? This jar of tasty, tasty root mash is all yours. If you get your head wet. Look, I'll show you. See? Wet hair. Don't care. And watch this. I can jump in and hold onto the raft. Relax, I told you I'm not going anywhere. That's it, dog. Go, dog. Go, doggo. Huh. I've been thinking you could use a name. How do you feel about doggo? Well, I like it. And since you can't talk, I'm going to assume you like it too. From now on, I'm calling you Doggo. Yeah, Doggo. I quite agree. You don't say Doggo. What is it, Doggo? The fork in the river. And look in the middle. The huge rock. The rock, rock, rock from the next verse of the song. Keep to the right or you'll get lost. Oh, it's coming fast. And we're all the way near the left bank. We need to get to the right.
I held onto the raft and kicked as hard as I could. But the current was too strong. It swept us left and down the wrong fork of the river.
I missed it. Keep right or you'll get lost. And now who knows where we're at? What now? Ew, what is that? Some kind of giant bug? I've never seen anything like... Where are they all coming from? Wait, I remember reading about these. How they would destroy farmers' crops. Locusts! Why is that cloud buzzing?
It's not a cloud. It's a swarm. And that one is flying straight at us. Get down!
Locusts swarmed our raft, tearing into our supplies. And us.
Ow! Get off of me!
The insects ripped at Doggo's fur, nipping at his ears and nose, and at my skin.
Oh no! Our food! Doggo! Get us alive! Come on! We have to jump into the water. I know you're scared, Doggo. Look at me. I got you! Ow! I promise I won't let you... Ow! Promise I won't let you go. I won't let you drown, okay? Now, we jump together. Come on. Trust me. That's it.
I stuffed the bottle with the librarian's cleanser into my pocket and put my arm around Doggo. I got you.
Ready? And... jump!
I held him as tightly as I could and swam away from the raft. Doggo struggled against me at first, but when he realized I wasn't letting go, he stopped fighting and started to paddle.
You're doing it! You're swimming! Keep going! That's it! Swim! Yes, Doggo! Paddle! You got it! Don't stop!
Behind us, the swarm was picking apart what was left of our supplies and finally tore into the raft until it sank. But Doggo was swimming all the way to the shore.
We made it. We made it, Doggo. We made it.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
What is all this trash?
When I woke up, the sun was setting on a beach littered with broken glass and hunks of rusty metal, pieces of boats and old clothes. Wherever we'd washed up, it seemed like a whole lot of other stuff from the river had washed up here, too.
Well, Doggo, here we are, wrong fork of the river. Lost, just like the song said. Makes you wonder how we're gonna jump from water walled off to the sand. If we can't find it. Doggo? Doggo? Oh, come on, Doggo! Where are you? Doggo? Really? I saved your life. I risked my life to save your life. I pulled a tunnel down on our heads. I dropped down a well in a basket. I battled a swarm of locusts. I gave you 3/4 of the root mash, and now you just leave? No goodbye? No see ya in Haven? Child and dog will cross the land. Does that sound familiar? What am I doing? Okay, he can't have gotten that far.
I brushed off the mud from my clothes and climbed up some rocks to start looking for Doggo.
Doggo!
I had no idea how he was gonna find him.
Where'd you go?
In the dark. In a wild, rocky terrain where I'd never been before.
Doggo!
I tried being sweet.
Here, Doggo.
I tried being mean.
Doggo, you get back here right now or you'll be sorry.
I tried lying.
Doggo, I have some delicious tomatoes for you. Yummy, yummy.
I even tried acting.
Ow, I think I broke my leg.
But Doggo was
Help,
gone.
Please.
Really gone. And with him went everything.
What were you thinking, Iowa? You're not an agent of the animals. Callie fooled you your whole life. You certainly aren't some savior. You couldn't even pick the right fork in the river. You don't know how to get back on track or how to find the water walled off to the sand. And now you lost the dog. You're just a hopeless kid with a crooked foot and an apple core.
Lying there on the jagged ground were the remains of an apple. But not rotted, eaten.
There must be more.
I dropped to the ground and crawled on my hands and knees, hoping to find more scraps, hoping to find...
Another apple core! Yes!
I kept crawling and found another core, then another, and another. Doggo must have somehow found an entire tree of apples. With each core I found, I felt my hope returning. They were going to lead me straight to Doggo and back on the path to...
The path...
By the fourth or fifth core, a thought hit me. The way the apple cores were left on the ground, Doggo never left anything behind.
Wait, this isn't a trail Doggo left behind. It's a trail someone left for him to follow. Dog?
Hey, night, kid.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
GZM Shows. Imagination Amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.